AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Speaker Mike Johnson is calling the House into session tomorrow after the Senate passed a bill that could end a government shutdown. He called a recess to the House nearly 2 months ago. Britain's government is rallying to the defense of the BBC after allegations of bias from its critics and the threat of a lawsuit from President Trump over the way the broadcaster edited a speech he made after losing the 2020 presidential election. Lisa Nandy is the UK Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport.
There is a fundamental difference between raising serious concerns over editorial failings and members of this House launching a sustained attack on the institution itself. Because the BBC is not just a broadcaster. It is a national institution that belongs to us all.
A lawyer for the president is demanding a retraction, apology, and compensation from the broadcaster over the allegedly defamatory sequence in a documentary broadcast last year. Dozens of masked Israeli settlers attacked a pair of Palestinian villages in the northern West Bank, setting fire to vehicles and other property before clashing with Israeli soldiers sent to halt the rampage. Record low temperatures are shocking the southeast, while snowfall blankets parts of the northeast. Scott Klebauer at the National Weather Service says it's cold in some places that don't usually get a chill.
Our greatest departure that we've seen for a record was actually the Lakeland Regional Airport down in Florida. Their records go back to 1948, and they were at 36 this morning, and the old daily record was 44 back in 1996. So actually beating it by a whole 8 degrees.
Iguanas begin to freeze and fall from trees when temperatures dip to 40 degrees in the south. Snow is on the ground in parts of West Virginia. The White House says it's considering a 50-year mortgage to address the home affordability crisis. Critics argue it won't solve issues like supply shortages and high interest rates. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Sally Kirkland, a one-time model who became a regular on stage, film, and TV, best known for sharing the screen with Paul Newman and Robert Redford in The Sting, and her Oscar-nominated role in the 1987 movie Anna, has died. She was 84. Kirkland spoke to the AP in 2002 at Liza Minnelli's wedding.
This is Sally Kirkland in New York, the first time in ages, and Liza and David are the most amazing couple.
What about Michael Jackson? I heard. Well,
Michael Jackson was carrying her train for a while, and then he looked like he was feeling a little awkward, so Marissa Berenson came running in and took it away from him. Michael Jackson was great.
Her representative says Kirkland died this morning at a Palm Springs hospice. Her biggest role, 1987's Anna, as a fading Czech movie star, remaking her life in the U.S. and mentoring a young actor. Kirkland won a Golden Globe and earned an Oscar nomination for that role. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.